Hello everyone, welcome to The Rundown. I'm here today with a week of astrology with astrologer Kim Allen. Kim, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Listen, I always love being in your presence.
No, honestly, this is the most requested episode in my podcast. Everybody wants you to come back. Everybody has so many questions and things like that. I was going through a lot this past 2 weeks, so I was very busy, which is why I wasn't able to pull something. But we're here today and that's what matters.
That's good.
I want to start with me because I've been through so much this past 2 weeks, Kim.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what's going on with me, you know?
So, yeah, I'll tell you, because you're Libra, right?
I'm a Libra.
So, what's going on with Libras? Libras are actually receiving a lot of resistance from two planets right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those planets are the planet Saturn and the planet Pluto.
Okay.
So, Saturn is the planet of responsibility. It's the planet that makes you take responsibility for things that you may not feel you should be responsible for, or it conditions you, it prepares you, toughens you up for the next level of the next maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
So that may be what you're going through. And Pluto is actually the planet of this. Well, it's of two things. It's a very psychological planet.
Okay.
And what it makes you do is to start thinking deep into your soul, mm-hmm. to figure out what is my purpose, what am I doing, why am I here,
mm-hmm.
and start thinking about the motives of others around you. It's more of an internal planet, so you may have had those two things going on at the same time,
mm-hmm.
which can make life a little difficult.
Yeah.
But the thing is that at the end of the cycle, which is going to start clearing up for you by the end of the year, you're going to start seeing the rewards of going through the cycle. And you're going to say, you know, when I was going through this or that, now I kind of realize why I was going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be even more thankful for it because, wow, you'll say, I'm glad I got that off my plate, out of my life, away from me, or whatever it is, because it's preparing something brand new, much better for you.
Well, throw them dice for me. Let's see what they're saying to you about me.
Well, you know, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to do your tarot cards.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, so let me just see what's going on just real quick in terms of what's going on. Well, I see a lot of disappointment. You disappointed?
In certain things with my life, yes.
Okay, but you know, I'm going to say you should not be disappointed because you are actually, there is going to be a dream or two coming true for you or a goal that you are definitely going to be making. I do feel as though that you may not be around the right group of people that are either, that are, you need encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
So if your friendships or your inner circle is not encouraging you, you do not need to be with them. Sometimes people will pat you on the back and say, oh, don't worry, it'll get better. And that's fine. But you need somebody that's like a super person that's going to say, okay, that happened, so what?
Yeah.
You know, let it go, move on, you know, something much better is going to be coming
your
way.
Are you hearing all of my friends? Are you listening to that?
Yes.
I need encouragement.
She needs encouragement. And I'll tell you why, because you're a mental sign.
I am.
You are an air sign. And it takes you a while to make a decision, but if you got a lot of stress in one area of your life, it makes it even more difficult because Libras are very, they need to get things right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, so Virgos are kind of critical, but Virgos will go ahead and make a decision, just a snap decision, but Libras will not.
No, I like to think about everything.
They have to make sure, they got to cover all their options. So that's what's going on with you. But I do feel as though, so let me tell you some good stuff.
Okay.
So Saturn, the same nasty planet that we've been talking about, the one of discipline and hard work and making you take things more seriously, is going to be shifting into air some early part of next year, which is going to be a blessing for you.
Oh my God.
All the things that you kind of lost or you need to leave alone, you're going to realize the reason why, and it's going to return something better. It's going to fill, because you now have a void in your life somewhere, and the planet Saturn is going to fill that void.
Wow.
But because you deserve it.
Wow.
All right, not just because you're lucky, like Jupiter. It's a totally different vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like you take a test, you know, you're in school, you take a test, and you just happen to pass the test, but you didn't study well.
Yeah.
And then that next test come around, and it's a much difficult test.
Yeah.
But fortunately, you study for it, and you're going to pass that test. So I'm just saying, so it's a different type of vibe.
Yeah.
Altogether, yes.
I got you.
Right.
Well, that makes me really feel good because it is true. I do have a void in my life that I'm trying to, like, fill. So I'm not really going to think about it. As long as you say something's better coming for me,
oh yeah,
whatever. Like, you know, I'm
You know, but
staying
the thing
positive.
Is that, but it's not going to... So it's really important that you... It's like... And so another thing about Saturn... Saturn is a suffering. I hate to say this to you, but it's true.
Yeah.
I have to be honest. Because I think honesty, if you get the honest, you know, facts, then you can deal with it.
Yeah.
People say to you, oh, don't worry, it'll go away, blah, blah. Not necessarily.
That's not true.
But what you do if you pace yourself and you realize what is going on and you just keep your faith, because Saturn is the planet that will test and take your faith. It really will. It's like, you know what? I've been praying for this for the last 8 months and I haven't seen it coming and I'm just not going to pray anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's what Saturn
that's
will
what
do.
Saturn does.
No, that is not the approach, because that God is testing you.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, if you want this, you need this, you got to stay the course, stay focused, you know, do what you're supposed to do and don't be discouraged. Discouragement is one of the residuals of the planet Saturn. So I see discouragement in your face, but you're going to wipe that away, right?
No, I am.
You're wiping it away now.
I am.
Good.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better. We got a lot of questions from the last time. A lot of people want to know about their lives. Everybody's like, oh my God, Kim Allen. So Kim Allen's here. So first we're going to start with Taurus. He's born on May 20th. And he says, I like this guy on social media and I would like to give it a shot. Should I?
Okay, let me see. So I'm gonna roll the dice. Let me see what it says. The answer is you can certainly do that, but the person is a little bit more to this person than you realize. Mm. And the person can be a little bit more picky and selective than you realize. So don't go into the situation with, oh, this is my potential soulmate because we get along so well over the internet and over the phone.
Yeah.
It may not happen like that. So I'm just saying, in this particular situation, I think you should take your time, see it for what it is, but don't get your hopes up until you see, because you may not want to deal with, you know, everybody has a list of requirements.
Yeah.
Their requirements may not be good enough for you or too high for you or just ridiculous. So it's really good that before you have high expectations, just have no expectations.
I agree.
Just to go into it with an open heart and an open mind and we'll see what happens.
I agree. He also asked another thing. He says, I started my new internship and I want to know if it's the right thing for me.
Well, Tauruses are doing very well financially. The answer is definitely yes. You're going to be with this internship. I see the number 12, so it could be a year.
Wow.
Okay. 12 weeks. I don't know. 12, wow. 12 weeks or 12 months. I think it's an excellent internship for you. So let me tell you what's happening with Taurus. You are setting down the financial structure for the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever it is you have to do to make that money. Okay?
I agree.
This is certainly a nice way for you to go ahead and make that money.
I agree. I think it's something secure. Keep it going. If you got it secure, keep it going.
Right.
Somebody says, I keep getting what seems to be signs from the universe to just stop pursuing a career in human resources, but I feel that I'm destined to be in that field. Should I continue to ignore the signs or should I indeed give up and choose another career path? I'm a Leo and I was born on July 28th.
Okay, so I'm wondering what the signs are. I mean, human resources is a wonderful career.
Yeah.
But there are other things that you can do in the human resource field. So maybe it's the particular position that you're going towards. So let me see if you should, you know what, the answer is what you have chosen is not quite ready for you.
Okay.
I'm not saying don't pursue it, but I'm saying you may want to take an alternative path.
Mm.
And get there. You know, sometimes, you know, you can't go straight down the block. You may have to go around the block, around the corner to get to where you want, you know, because it might be like some pit bulls or something waiting for you. But you got to go to this specific place. So you just have to kind of make like a little detour.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you need to make a career detour for the next 4 months, that's fine. But I do feel as though human resources is an excellent position. And as a Leo, you would do well at it.
I agree. So there's another question. It says, is there room for growth in my current job? I'm a Pisces. I was born on February 28th.
Okay, so now for Pisces, let me say this for Pisces. Pisces, Jupiter is at the top of your solar chart.
That's good.
What does that mean? To mean anything you want, you can get. So they want to know if there's room for progress.
Is there room for growth in their current job?
So, but you know, the thing is that there's growth, but is it at the current job or some other job? Because growth is definitely here.
Yeah.
So let's just see if you should stay with this job. You know, let me just say that they play too many games.
They play too many games?
Yeah, there's too many game playing here. I mean, you can certainly do well here. You just have to know how to play the game.
Yeah.
Okay? And Pisces tend to be very sensitive and compassionate. And you guys give people the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I need my Piscean friends to toughen up a little bit. And just because somebody says something is so doesn't mean it's so.
Yep.
You have to use skepticism when you deal in workplaces. It's like, okay, they said that to me, but what does that mean?
Yep.
You understand? Don't just accept it.
This is why I legit tell everyone you are legit, because I know this person that is asking this.
Okay.
And I tell that person that all the time. You need to put your foot down and ask what that means.
Yes.
Like, hello.
Absolutely.
If you're telling me that I might be here for the next 4 years, I need to see that happen.
Yes. So skepticism. Don't trust everything people say to you.
I agree. So now we have Cancer 62697. Is the person they're talking to the one?
Now, let me just say a warning with Cancers. I love Cancers. Mm. I love my Cancerian friends. Why? Because they are ride or die. If they're for you, they're going to ride all the way with you, okay? Mm-hmm. But if they're not for you, they're going to get...
Yeah, they get on your nerves.
They're going to say, oh, not me. So the thing about Cancerian, if you're in love with somebody, you have to make sure you're in the love with the right person. Mm-hmm. Because you are a ride or die, and you give your all. And you have to make sure that the person you're with is worthy of it. So let me just see what's going on here. Let's see if this person is worthy of it. I do, but this person likes to be worshipped and, catered to. And this person can tire you out a little bit. So do you know anything about this person?
I don't. This is an anonymous one.
Okay. So it's not that this person is a bad person, but let me tell you something. You need to flip the script, you know, and ask the question, is this person giving you as much as you're giving this person? Mm-hmm. Because if the answer is no, you're with the wrong person. Because you give, listen, Cancer, you love deep. You love deep, you love strong. You got to make sure that the person you loving is worth that energy, is worth that dedication. And if you have to think about it, listen, if you have to think about it, the answer is no. You are not with the right person.
I agree. Keep it moving. Right. Aquarius 0216, should I continue putting energy into the person I'm talking to, or should I just focus on myself for right now?
Well, let's see. Let's see if the person... Well, see, now, Aquarians are funny, too. I like Aquarians. They're charming. Mm-hmm. But you guys got this... You got this sense of, I need some freedom. And y'all give mixed messages a lot in your relationships. And the person that I see is just as... that you have in your life is just as fickle as you are. In fact, let me ask you something. Could this be a little romantic karma coming your way? I'm not sure. I hope not.
You never know.
But you know what? Listen, Aquarians like people that... keep them on edge.
Yeah.
And I think that this person may keep you on edge. Mm. I do think that this person is worth spending a little bit more time with this person. Let's see what happens, because the edginess keeps you there.
And sometimes when you're the person that keeps others on edge and you're on the other side, it's like you're definitely uncomfortable, because that's just not
you, who you are. Yes.
Like, that's not who you are. You're used to making other people staying on edge.
Yes.
So Aquarius, let's see if you can, you know, stick with it. But she says spend more time with him, so whatever. 7-2 Cancer, should I be looking for love right now or ignore the signs of it?
So listen, Cancer, this is a really, really serious time for cleansing. So this is what's going on. Cleansing is going on in your relationships. And it's because of what I had said earlier about Cancers loving too deeply. Sometimes you can have parasites and leeches in your life.
Oof.
And this might be a time that the planet Saturn, that planet that does not play, will come along and get rid of everybody that's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to let go. If you know in your heart that this person is not worthy of you, and yes, it's hard to be alone sometimes, but it's better to be alone and open the door for somebody worthy to come in than just to settle for something that you know is unworthy of you. So I'm going to ask you this question. If the person that you meet comes into your life and they're talking a real nice game and having conversation that leads to future, you give that person some time. If you're talking to people that are just talking about like a momentary thing and we're going to see what happened and, you know, let's take it slow and y'all been together a year, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
I don't understand what that is. What is that?
Yeah.
No.
Like, we're too grown for that.
We are too grown for that. Absolutely. The answer is no. So seriousness and love is your theme until the end of the year. And we're going to see what happens, because by the end of the year, you can meet somebody and it's very serious, but do not settle. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
How does my career, this is September 6th, Virgo. How does my career and love life look?
Career and love life. Yeah. So Virgo is really good. Saturn is there, pushing you, driving you. You're already a workaholic. Look, I'm Virgo. Ask me how many jobs I got.
I think you have too many.
I do.
You run from here to another one, to another one, to another one.
I'm also a real estate agent. I'm a real estate agent guided by the stars. So check that out.
On top of it. So she'll get you the perfect fit.
Yes, really. So Virgos tend to always be busy anyway. So I'm not even going to talk about career, because I already know you got that under
control. Yeah, no, like, yeah, that's true.
I'm just going to say something better is always coming and popping up for Virgos. So that's really good. Now, in terms of love, now that's a whole nother thing. Because you attract people that may take advantage of you.
Oof.
Because Virgos are caregivers. So you have to be very careful with people that, you know, I mean, it's not that you're not cute or desirable. It has nothing to do with that. But people that are predators can see in your heart that you have a good heart.
Yep.
And they come with an agenda.
Yep.
So my thing is that for Virgos, the most important lesson is one thing. Saying the word no. Mm-hmm. I have learned to love the word no. Because no, I can't do that for you. I'm not gonna pay your car note, and I'm not gonna pay no, I can't do that right now. And let's see what other people can do for you to make you feel good. So the answer is skepticism and love. Work, look for something better, and this is gonna be a great, listen, you don't even know Virgo. Listen, the next 14 months with Virgo is going to be stupendous with work. Don't even worry about your career.
Don't even worry about it. We have Sagittarius, 11/23/96. Will I find a better career in the near future?
It's up to you.
I'm stuck where I'm at.
It's up to you, and I'll tell you why. You got every door of opportunity is open for you right now. It is totally up to you. The only thing with Sagittarius is that Sagittarius, they tend to keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
They search all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So once you find something you like, don't keep looking. Stick there.
Yeah.
Because Sagittarians, you know, they're the archers. They're always going into the future. And Jupiter, your ruler, was retrograde. It just went direct a few weeks ago, which means you had time to really think about stuff. So yes, opportunities will come, but you need to stay put for something you like, and let's see what happens with it.
I agree. We have Aries, 040196. How is my career and love life looking? What should I be focusing on?
Okay, let me tell you something. Saturn is not giving you a free, pass. You know, it's not, no, it's not. Not giving you a free pass. You got to work for what you want, Aries. The thing is that you got Jupiter there too. So it's like, what is it? 5, 1, 10 of another. What is it? 5, half a dozen of another. So I'm just saying to you that right now you can get what you want. You got to work hard for it, but don't give up. That's the thing about Aries right now. And when things start shifting for you, next year is going to be a much better year for you. But this is a year to pay your dues. This is a dues-paying year, Aries, and it's going to pay off for you.
There you have it. Thank you, everyone, for submitting all of your questions. Send us out with something. Send us out with something about life, positivity, how to go about the next week. Like,
oh, yeah.
What should we be, like, you know, what is in the stars? What is in this energy?
So let me tell you what's going on right now. Everything is, like kind of shifted in Virgo. This is a really good time for, well, we have the autumn equinox coming up in a few days.
Okay.
First day of fall. I hope everybody had a nice summer. It was a great summer.
You know, I didn't go to the beach all summer.
Well, maybe it wasn't for you. You know why? Because, yeah. You know, the joy was taken from you because Saturn wanted you to take care of your business.
Also, okay? There was a lot of sharks in the beach this summer, so I didn't need it to be.
See what I mean?
Yeah. You know?
You didn't want to be some sharks pot pie, did you?
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be by the sharks.
Listen, I kind of gave up on beaches a while ago.
Okay.
But, okay, some encouragement. The autumn equinox is coming up on the 23rd. It's about balance, moderation, finding harmony in your life. Anything that's extreme, you should let go of or try to work it out. But it's not about all these ups and downs and these extreme situations. If you are in a love life with a lover and they are driving you crazy, let it go. or if you are in a diet that, you know, is no good for you and you're not feeling good, let it go.
That's for me.
If you're in a situation, a family situation, and your family members are being unfair to you, love them, but love them from afar.
Yep.
It is really about peace, harmony, self-love, and to have moderation in your life. And that is what I'm going to send everybody out with for this autumn equinox is coming up on the 23rd.
Okay, well, there you have it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been the Weekly Rundown with astrologer Kim Allen. You can find her at
KimAllen.com or Instagram, astrologer Kim Allen. And I have a special for your listeners.
Okay.
So on my website, I do not have one question, readings for one question.
Okay.
I'm going to put that up today.
Okay.
You know, it's a very cheap question because people want to just know one
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, sometimes people just want to know, like,
know
I have
thing.
This one thing in my
yeah.
mind. Let me know.
So I'm going to put up a special price for just one question because it's getting towards the end of the summer. You may want to know, should I stay with this or stay with that or do this? One question is going to be on my website, KimAllen.com, or my Facebook page, Kim Allen, astrologer Kim Allen, Facebook.
Okay, there you have it. Make sure you go and make sure all the listeners go and get that one question
yes.
that Kim Allen is giving you. Thank you, everyone, again. Love you guys. Bye.